Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadendhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review, Tokyo Jets cancel culture. So Tokyo Jets was actually born in Jacksonville, Florida. She was born on my dad's birthday, October 26th, but she was born in 1994. Signed to Grand Hustle, so founder. This is a T.I. artist. I've listened to other Tokyo projects because Shelton J, if you don't know who he is, make sure you go watch us on Dead End Sports every Tuesday and Thursday. We're out with a new episode, so make sure you go check that out. You'll understand who Shelton is. But Shelton is a big fan of Tokyo. And the project that I listened to previously, you already know me and name, so don't even ask. She didn't sound this good. She sounds better here. So she is growing as an artist. But I don't know, man. I'm not personally sold on Tokyo. Tokyo feels like T.I.'s redemption after the whole Iggy Azalea thing, personally, for me. You know, another female artist, kind of a high-pitched voice, does, you know, some commercial type music also with some down south type stuff, because I definitely heard Louisiana in there on a couple of joints. My favorite joint was definitely Flu Game, though. That one was really dope. But I'm lukewarm on Tokyo, man. Like, she don't really do it for me like that.
I was too when I first listened to it. Mm-hmm. I thought that again, I think there's potential for the mainstream market, because no disrespect to her, but I mean, no, I think she has a interesting mainstream flow, mm-hmm. that a lot of people that like that sort of music would like. Very, very, very samey, but I think content-wise is where I think she would end up making a mark with some of the stuff that she's talking about here. You know, tell a motherfuckers eat, you know, suck a dick and eat a pussy while it's red and shit like that. And there were definitely some standout tracks on here, that I liked and I thought was interesting. I was trying to pull it up. I don't know why my phone be tripping like this, but, it was really towards the end of the project. I think it was, there you go. Well, there it went. The second to last one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Kill My Vibe. And mm-hmm. she was really talking a lot of shit on that one, man. And you know, I think for female fans of hip hop, mm-hmm. they look for rappers that kind of speak their language, you know, like her. Mm-hmm. So I think that would definitely be appealing. And, you know, I'd date some people that would love to listen to Tokyo Jets. but I think all that depends on T.I. and what T.I. is doing. And, you know, did he sign her before this or after this?
I know she's been signed at least the last 2 or 3 years.
We'll be back after this quick break. Because I was surprised to hear him on the track. I was like, is that T.I.? I don't know the rules, mm-hmm. which I thought was cool. And then Kevin Gates is on here, so that must be a T.I. play.
Yeah.
I think Yak was good. I definitely like Yak. I thought that was a good one. And, yeah, I think I'm with you on Flu Gang. But, yeah, those are some of my standout tracks. But, you know, I think, like, a lot of the more mainstream female rappers, they do have, they're somewhat one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
Stunna Girl, Tokyo Jets. I think that's something that if you're trying to get in that field, you kind of try to or need to do something to make yourself a little bit different, like Meg did.
Mm-hmm.
like Nicki Minaj did, you know, Trina back in the day, Gangsta Boo back in the day. Like, what's your target audience, your demographic? Because all of them are going for the club crowds. And that's cool. You can have multiple club artists, but a lot of them also are rapping very, very similar. So there's going to need to be some diversity. I think with her, there was a lot. There was definitely diversity in some of the things she was saying, but there was a lot of sameness with this as well. So,
and that's just really how she is as an artist, because that's how I felt before. So I don't know. Like, she seems like the prototypical commercial talent.
Yeah, but she needs a hit. And so how do you get that hit if you're her? And with a name like Tokyo Jets, I mean, I guess whoever thought Megan Thee Stallion would hit. So maybe Tokyo Jets and Stunner Girl could hit. Which we were talking before we started recording, that Stunner Girl was actually on Madden. Yeah. So she got a placement there.
Put it in rotation.
So her management team is definitely doing a good job. And I think, you know, I think the thing is, you know, for me, I'll really be watching T.I. Mm-hmm. Like, are you really serious with Tokyo Jets? Like, you saying that it could be an Iggy replacement was interesting. Because Iggy, regardless of what people think about her rapping, she was different. She was marketable. She was something that could be sold. She was a white Australian in hip-hop. You know, Tokyo Jets, you know, is a black girl in hip-hop. So, you know, it's different, but... Nevertheless, I think I'm like you, man. I was kind of lukewarm on this. I'm really, really curious, though, to hear why Shelton likes her.
Oh, you know, Shelton's music taste is very eclectic, bro. Look. What when was that hot take regarding Kendrick?
It was about Kendrick, yeah.
What was it, like 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
Look, if y'all don't listen to Is the Mic Salon, go back about 2 years ago. Look for one of the titles that have Shelton in it, and just listen to Shelton, man. Like I, even though he's in the music business and he makes music for some of the biggest Korean artists, I don't understand his hip hop ear at all. I just don't.
Well, I'll talk to him on Dead End Sports because I got to hear this, hear what he says. He said he's high on her.
He really likes Tokyo.
Really
Jets.
Likes Tokyo Jazz. Okay,
he really likes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see where she goes. So,
I'm with you. I'm with you. But yeah, man. Look, that'll conclude the review. I'm not giving y'all no favorites. It's a one time listen for me. But I'll give you Flu Game. I really fuck with Flu Game. But it is what it is, man. Look, we appreciate the support. Continue to support us. Share this podcast review with at least one person that you know. Also, if you would like to continue to support us monetarily, you could do so through Cash App or PayPal. Make sure you hashtag DE365 so that way Ken and myself know that you are supporting the 2021 movement of one review a day. With that being said, we'll be back tomorrow with another one. We out. Peace.